BYU head coach Kevin Young popping on the headset. Coach, congrats on a very impressive win. So many things to get to. What jumps out to you first and foremost from tonight's effort?
Yeah, I think the game changed when we decided we were going to defensive rebound. You know, that's all we talked about at halftime. You know, they had 10 offensive boards in the first half. They only had 3 in the second, and that allowed us to get out in transition. That allowed us to play the way we want to play, and I thought that was where the game changed.
Coach, I like that defense tonight. I like the zone. I love the size and length you have on the front of that zone. I think it causes a lot of problems. It seems like you played it a little more tonight than you're used to. What was it about this game that kind of lent itself to that zone defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best teams in the Big 12 of getting to the paint, and so we wanted to, you know, make them beat us in other ways. You know, they took 28 threes, which is a bit more than they usually do. Which also allowed us to keep them off the free throw line, which helped our offense as well. And then, you know, again, just trying to keep those guys away from the things that they really like to do.
What they like to do is keep teams from going nuts from the three-point line. They were allowing an average of 5 threes a game. How do you make 15 against this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a couple different factors. You know, I won't bore you with the long story on how to shoot threes that I was going to tell you from my NBA days.
I want to hear
okay,
it.
Okay, so when I interviewed for my job with the 76ers, Sam Hinkie was the GM.
Okay.
And so we had this long meeting. He showed me this shot of literally 1 million NBA shots and a heat map, you know, effective field goal percentage, threes and rim, right, which is what everyone wants nowadays. And I'm like, hey, you know, me, you, and 3 of the guys out in the office could go down to the YMCA and jack a bunch of threes. That doesn't mean they're going to get shot. So how do we get that? And he's like, well, that's your job to figure out. And so I'll never forget when Sam said that to me. And so, you know, so now fast forward to this game and a team that doesn't allow you to get threes. One, you got to play in transition. You know, you got to kick the ball ahead. Got to get it to the paint, spray it out. And it's hard to do that if you're constantly playing in the half court. You know, making the right pick and roll reads, which I thought for the most part we did tonight. And then, you know, one thing where we've added some new actions of just trying to move defenses around a little bit more, try to get them chasing us a little bit more so those closeouts are a little bit more less stagnant. And so that was kind of the recipe tonight. You know, thankfully the shots went in. I mean, everything is obviously easier when you make shots.
So let me see if I interpreted this correctly. Dawson was on with this, and he talked about playing .5 basketball. Mm-hmm. And if I understood it correctly, in less than a second, you want a decision made.
Yep.
Is that accurate?
Yep. So that's our mantra offensively, and it's not – you know, it's a concept. You know, it's something, you know, that's not revolutionary. You know, Brett Brown and was a big proponent of that when he was with the Spurs, and a lot of the NBA is littered with ex-Spurs guys, but Brett was kind of the ringleader of that, and then that became the Spurs mantra. And so that's kind of just how I grew up in the NBA. And so we definitely have that as our identity offensively. We try to anyway, where don't hold it. No dead catches, as we like to say, and try to keep the defense on their heels. And when you're playing fast and kicking it ahead, it's just kind of the ball moves faster than anything, and that's kind of how we like to play.
Coach, I'm looking at Yegor. Had another really nice night tonight, and I think about all the pressure and expectations for him and how that could be overwhelming at times. What's his development process been and kind of going through this whole process? He seems to be kind of finding his game and was terrific tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just nailed it. He is finding his game. He's finding himself. I mean, it's difficult for young guys, you know. It's a lot of change, you know, for him as well. And so I think it speaks to his intelligence. It speaks to his, you know, his basketball IQ. And, you know, I don't think it's just tonight. I mean, obviously the shots, his efficiency was really good. He made free throws. You know, he had some threes go down that one at the first end of the first half and to start the second half. Those were huge. But I just think his understanding of how these teams are playing against us has really grown. And, you know, he's put together a couple of really impressive games.
We'll take a break and have a concluding comments with BYU head coach Kevin Young. His Cougs defeat Cincinnati by a final score of 80-52. The Cougs now 13-6 on the year, back to .500, 4-4 in league, and back-to-back league wins for the first time this season as well. More with the coach, Kevin Young, next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU 80 and Cincinnati 52 is our final score. I mentioned before the break, as Coach Kevin Young is back with us, back-to-back wins in league. Well, you say, oh, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, especially in this league where, you know, every night is a challenge. So it was a big deal. You know, we wanted to kind of validate sort of what we did in Colorado and be able to stack, you know, wins along with stacking days at practice. And now hopefully, like I said, we were able to stack it out on the game floor.
Great second half in Boulder and a great second half in this one after a 28-point first half, a 52-point second half, leading us to our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. We'll focus on those 52 second half points because Cincinnati has had a couple of games this year where they haven't allowed 52. They allowed 49 for the game to Grambling and 49 for the game against Nichols, and then a bunch of 50s littered in there as well. So this is not a team you normally score 80 against, let alone 52 and a half.
Yeah, no, they're a good defensive team, and we spent a ton of time studying their defense, trying to get our guys ready. You know, thought game plan wise, we were able to execute a majority of things that we wanted to do. I thought we had a couple errant turnovers there. We just threw it out of bounds, trying to get some ball reversals, but. Yeah, they're a good defensive team, and you know, some of those shots we made were, you know, they were difficult shots, but for the most part, I thought we moved the heck out of the ball. You know, 18 assists, and you know, did what for the most part what we want to do offensively.
Coach, it was great to see Cannon have a nice night. Those 3 3-pointers, but I also, you know, I'm looking for Cannon just to be his on defense, being aggressive and rebounding, and I thought he was really engaged in this game. I know it can't have been tough for him the last few weeks. I know he probably would like to play better or expects more of himself, but he seems like he's the kind of kid that can be bounced back, and I thought it was a nice game for him tonight.
It's all well said. I mean, the thing I love about him is he has had a rough go. He hasn't batted an eye, though. He continues to work. He continues to allow, you know, myself and our coaches to coach him. You know, he wants to play well. He wants to be out there, and so he's taking things to heart. He's taking things, the coaching, the right way. And the thing I've liked the most about that is just watching our guys rally around him, trying to lift him up.
You know, I probably shouldn't go this late into a coach's show with you and not talk a little bit more in depth about Richie Saunders. I don't want to seem like we're taking it for granted, but there he is at 21 after a 26 in Boulder. 5 for 7 from deep, ends up at a plus 18, plays nearly 32 minutes. I don't know that you can ask a lot more from this guy who's one of the best scorers in the Big 12 in conference play and best all-around players right now. Wes Miller talked him up for a lot of good reasons, and he kind of fit the scouting report that Cincy had on him and keeps doing it.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Richie are hard to game plan for because so much of what he gets is within the flow of the game. You know, we run some stuff for him, but he's just so good in a flow. You know, he's able to get it where, you can't game plan for a lot of the stuff that he gets. And because of, you know, how quick of decisions he makes, it's hard to stop. And so he's been great. I think the thing I like the most about Richie is just his approach. You know, this guy's locked in, man. He just wakes up locked in, and I just love coaching him.
You know, Dawson was our guest on the postgame show tonight, and he had a great week. He played, I think, 15 minutes in both games, but I think he goes 7 for 9 from the floor and does it in a variety of ways. It was the 3-point shot on Tuesday, the floater today. What a great weapon to have.
No doubt about it. He's unique for our team because he's the – you know, he's the one guy who can really do unique things off the dribble. He never gets sped up. That's what I love about him. You know, I had a conversation with him about a week or two ago we want rim and three. You know, make no mistake about it. I think last time our analytics guy told me that we were either leading the all power five or we're top three of getting rim or three attempts in terms of our shot dot profile. Told Dawson, hey, man, like you're a guy who makes that kind of that long middle two, if you will, at a high clip. So if you get there against these drop coverage that these guys play tonight, you know, do your thing. And he's taking that to heart.
Finally, Coach, as you were the last game of the day, you had a chance to watch some Big 12 basketball as part of the lead-up for this late-night tip. And among those games was Baylor going up to Salt Lake and picking up a nice win. You get the Bears on Tuesday now at your place.
Yep. They're a team that's obviously – you know, legendary coach, you know, has done a heck of a job with their program. It'll be fun, you know, to play against those guys and super athletic team. You know, they'll present some different challenges. So we'll have to dive into their tape here over the weekend and put a good game plan together and hopefully we can, you know, rely on this crowd here at the Marriott Center to help us, you know, get another one here at home.
And a great segue to the final word now. I'd be remiss if I didn't say 17,483 is the attendance tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there was an empty seat in here, man. This place was packed. It was rocking. And, you know, proud of the way our guys played in front of this many people.
Well, congrats again, Coach. Great win. And we'll be back here with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Kevin Young and the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. We're going to wrap things up. Mark, do you want to? We're going to hear from. We're going to hear from.